You're looking good, girl.
Gore Marial is a runner. He glides around a blue turf oval track. His steps are quick and light. His back gleams with sweat in the July morning sun. During a short break, he jokes with his training partner.
That's life, man.
Yeah, it's life. He doesn't mind because it's a part of the game. Tired and keep going.
Marial is running to London and the 2012 Summer Olympic Games. And he's running from memories of a Sudanese refugee camp, a decades-long civil war, and the loss of 28 of his family members. Marial qualified in June for the Olympics after running the San Diego Marathon with a time of 2 hours, 12 minutes, and 55 seconds.
He has the potential even running faster.
Marial's training partner, Fidel Jefferson.
Much, much faster than 2:12, yes. He was in shape probably for 2:08, somewhere there.
Marial has been running for most of his life, but never considered it a sport.
And that's all African kids, most of the African kids. They're just active all the time. It's how their background, how they grew up.
A high school coach in Concord, New Hampshire, where Gore arrived at age 16, changed that.
It took him since February to April for him to put me into running. So I finally accepted his advice and said, okay, I try out, and I made it.
After high school, he ran long distance for Iowa State, where he also earned a chemistry degree. He moved to Flagstaff last summer to begin training for his Olympic dream of running the marathon. In his first ever race, the Twin Cities Marathon last October, he came in fifth. He has no coach. He developed a training program from his experiences running cross-country in high school and college.
What workout did this coach did before allow me to succeed? There are a different level of workout, but those kind of things give me hints to be able to design my own program. All I just need to do is doing it longer.
Marial is unable to run for the United States because he is not a citizen. The North Sudan team invited him to join them, but he refused on moral grounds.
I just tell them in a simple way, in a nice way, because I cannot be angry to them. I cannot just say, oh, why you contact me? You know I'm from South Sudan and you guys kill my people. I wouldn't do that. And myself, I'm just an athlete and I'm a refugee. This is my stand.
His last chance to compete lay with a request to the IOC, which granted Marial independent status to run under the IOC flag. The IOC has granted independent status to athletes in past Olympic competitions in 1992 and 2002. If Gore were not pursuing his Olympic dream, you would likely find him in a classroom.
I love chemistry. I would be in graduate school right now, doing my working in a lab or something. This is something I love to do. Basically, I'm running for the people of South Sudan. They're still yearning for the freedom. They're still yearning for that opportunity. Once they see their countrymen, their native guy is running the Olympic, we can do it.
Gore Marial, transforming his past into possible Olympic gold, leaving behind war, disease, and brutality.
You know, running is a way to escape from those things. You cannot dwell on them for a long time. If you dwell on them, you have your life on the line, you know? It's better to keep moving and live a normal life.
Marial will compete in the men's marathon August 12th. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Janice Baker.